You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome into Outkick the Show. I am your fearless leader, Clay Travis. And we continue to add more and more Outkick content for all of you. In 1 hour, my buddy Todd Furman and I are going to debut a sports gambling show for the football season. We'll be doing a Monday and a Thursday college football and NFL show. Thursday will get you ready for the weekend, including Giants against the Washington football team, which is your Thursday night football game in the NFL. We'll run you through all the biggest games in college football and the NFL, discussing which side, what bets, how we would analyze the marketplace in general. All of your football needs will be handled by the Outkick Gambling Show. By the way, for those of you who've been asking, Fox Bet Live will be every Friday for sure, and other days on top of that. That's Alex Curry, me, and Cousin Sal. That show every Friday. I will be doing it tomorrow from Gainesville, Florida. I'm about to hop a flight to head down to the great state of Florida, and I will be there for Alabama against Florida. Some details for you. Let me let you know where we're going to be. If you're going to be there, and I tweeted this out, so I encourage you guys to pay attention there. We are going to be, where the heck are we going to be? I saw this earlier, and I tweeted it out. Let me see if I can find it in my email. Here we go. We're going to be near the Florida ballpark. We are going to be in lot, what is that number? Lot 78. We're going to be live on Big Noon Kickoff from 10 to noon. That's on the main Fox network. And also, we will have the Outkick 360 crew, Chad Withrow, Jonathan Hutton, live from 9 to noon Eastern. You'll be able to watch that on Outkick and all of our other streaming channels. Jill Savage will also be on with them. A three-hour college football pregame show from Outkick, digitally distributed. I'll be on that show a bit. I also will be on the Big Noon Kickoff from 10 to noon Eastern, live from Gainesville, Florida, as we get ready for the biggest game of the weekend, Alabama on the road against the Florida Gators. To remind you, I like the Florida Gators and the over in that one if you are gambling. Also, if you are gambling tonight, and you want to pick a side between the Washington football team and the Giants, pick the winner, bet $5, new users, get a 30-1 payout. You can take both sides of the equation, fanduel.com/clay. Furthermore, if you are in Arizona right now, free money on the Arizona Cardinals. Trust me on this, they are in the middle of a spread the love. You cannot lose. Guaranteed win if you are in the state of Arizona or you are traveling to the state of Arizona. Free money. All you have to do is go sign up at fanduel.com/clay. That is fanduel.com/clay. Be glad that you did it, and you will be well on your way to making a bundle. On tonight's game, Washington football team hosting the Giants. I like the under 40.5. Ryan Fitzpatrick out. It's now Taylor Heineke's world, and I don't buy into the idea that either the Giants with Daniel Jones or the WFT are going to be able to score very much. Part of my Outkick six-pack is going to be the under 40.5, the under 40.5 in tonight's football game. Again, pick the winner, fanduel.com/clay. You turn $5 into $150. Are you guys paying attention to all the craziness that's going on in the world right now? You should be. I'm going to get to the craziness in a moment. But first, I want to tell you about these quotes, which are pretty crazy, from Gary Patterson, the head coach of TCU. He's basically saying that he wants all of his boosters to pay whatever it costs to keep players at TCU. Listen to this. In taxes, this is Gary Patterson. In taxes, do you do short form or do you do deductions? I can promise you there's nobody in this room that does the short form. That's what I'm talking about in recruiting. Everybody lives in the gray area. Everybody in this room lives in the gray area. He's talking to boosters. The bottom line is we're going to have to live in the gray area if we want to keep up. There's five SEC schools calling him and telling him, here's what we'll give you if you come here and don't stay at TCU. This is Gary Patterson. At the end of the day, that's just real life. If we don't do anything about it, within a year, we lose them. The rules have changed. There is no wrong anymore. It's TCU coach Gary Anderson. We planted the trees. Now we have to water them. I hear, well, I don't want to get dirty. It feels dirty. I don't know the rules. Let me just say, you guys know me. I'm just going to tell the truth. The bottom line is I can lose 25 to 30 guys on scholarship by January. Players recruit players. When a kid calls, well, how are they taking care of you? If they don't say they're giving me this, then the kid is not going to come. Players recruit players. It takes more to stay where we're at than to get here. We've done a lot to get here. But if you want to play at a very high level, what you have to understand is we're going to have to do some things to make sure we stay and keep growing. At the end of the day, what does that entail? We're going to have to learn, but we're going to have to learn a lot faster than what everybody right now is willing to do. That is Gary Patterson just basically laying it out for the most aggressive give my recruits money pitch that I have seen in a long time. These quotes are from, let's see, Matt Brown. Credit to him. He does an Extra Points newsletter. Should be an article up about those quotes from Gary Patterson in short order at OutKick if you want to see him for yourself. So, Gary Patterson basically letting it be known, hey, the buying player season is afoot and it's going to cost a lot of money to play at a really high level. That is TCU coach Gary Patterson basically saying to his boosters, get your checkbooks out. It's time to make some plays out there. All right, a couple of other things that I want to get to. This is a great idea. I first saw Lane Kiffin float it. If it wasn't Lane Kiffin's idea, I apologize. I don't know who the first person was to put this out. But Peyton Manning and Eli Manning, who are right now calling Monday Night Football, a fantastic ESPN2 show, they need to call. I saw Lane Kiffin say this. Ole Miss is going on the road at Tennessee in about a month. Take the over in that game, by the way. I don't know what the number is going to be, but take the over. And Lane Kiffin, I saw, suggest that Tennessee Volunteer alum Peyton Manning and Ole Miss alum Eli Manning should call for ESPN the Ole Miss-Tennessee football game from Neyland Stadium. I absolutely love this idea. Pure genius. I would love to see these guys actually be able to call the game. I think it would be wildly entertaining. By the way, unfortunately for me, who grew up a Tennessee fan, I think Ole Miss is going to win it, win in this game. But I think it would be wildly entertaining to watch. I think it would be wildly entertaining to see. I am all in on the idea of Peyton and Eli calling Ole Miss Tennessee. Props to Lane Kiffin, who was the first person I saw sharing this idea. I think it's a no-brainer. I absolutely love it. It is genius. All right, couple of other things. Did you see the video of the pathetic loser? Maybe we can splice this together if you didn't already see it. The Target Corona Bro. The Corona Bro in Target who was walking around with a mask on, looked a little bit like Sideshow Bob, big puffy, red hair, had a lapel pin that said he had been vaccinated, lecturing a woman who was walking around in Target without her mask on. The woman said she had natural immunity because she had recovered from COVID already. The man was upset that she was not wearing a mask. He stalked her. He lectured her. Finally, she pulled out her phone. You have to see this video of this pathetic loser in Target. Let me just say this. There are a huge number of mask aficionados, despite the fact that there is nothing to suggest that masking makes us safer at all, particularly for kids. And if masking worked, we wouldn't have seen the skyrocketing rates of COVID all over this country. But when you start to look at the data, when you start to look at the data and you start to recognize who all these pathetic losers are, if you're a grown man chasing a woman around in Target and hectoring her and talking to her and stalking her in an uncomfortable fashion such that other women have to step in and actually stand up to that man too, you are a total and complete loser. And let me just say this, for all the men out there, if you see a man behaving like this in public, even if it's not your wife, even if it's not your girlfriend, stand up to that loser man and watch how quickly he will tuck his pathetic, probably not ever utilized testicles into his purse, if he still has them, and vanish. You notice how all these mask aficionados end up confronting women all the time? You ever notice that? They never say anything to actually fully grown men because they're aware of what might happen to them if they aggressively stalk after men. So they chase women around and try to lecture and stalk them and force them into behavior. And I give credit to this woman in the Target who stood up to the guy, to all the other women who stood up as well. This is what has happened. This is significant. The moment that Joe Biden decided to demonize the unvaccinated and try and mandate vaccines, he created the recipe for this to occur because he created two different worlds. He told vaccinated people, you are the moral authorities and you have the high ground here and you should be lecturing unvaccinated people or unmasked people. Look at throughout human history. As soon as you create two categories of people, one that is considered to be in the preferred status and the other that is considered to be lesser than, you give all of those losers who are in the preferred category license to believe that they can lecture and browbeat and consider to be secondary the rights of the minority group. And that's what's going on right now. And some people say, well, there's a huge group that supports Joe Biden's vaccine mandate. My response is, I don't care. You know, I don't care, and I never have. And if this is news to you, maybe you should actually get a little testicular fortitude yourself. I don't look over my shoulder to see who supports me when I share my opinion. I never have and I never will. If it's a majority opinion, that's fine. If it's a minority opinion, that's fine too. I tell you exactly what I think and I don't care who agrees or disagrees. We need more people doing that in America. And what you saw in Target is also happening on steroids in other parts of the country. Did you see the viral video of the black man and his family in New York City who were kicked out of a restaurant for not having their papers? Think about this. A white owner or manager walked up to a black family and demanded their papers. And when they didn't have their vaccine papers, he said, "You have to leave. I'm not going to serve you here." The black man pulled out his phone and started to record. All the white people in the restaurant were 100% in favor of that black family being required to share their papers, or else they were not allowed to remain present. What does that sound like? If you have any knowledge of history, back in slavery days, you used to have to show your papers in order to be able to travel all over this country. Now, a majority vaccinated white population is telling black and Hispanic people who are by far less likely to be vaccinated, you don't have rights in this city and this country. Think about this in New York right now. The majority of black people in New York aren't allowed to go to restaurants, aren't allowed to go to bars, aren't allowed to go to gyms, aren't allowed to go to movies, aren't allowed to go to sporting events. Because while everybody wants to focus and say, oh, it's the Trump voters who are unvaccinated, when you actually look at racial groups, black and Hispanic people are far more likely to be unvaccinated than white people. So we are told all the time that it's racist, that it's racist, that it's Jim Crow 2.0 to ask someone for a driver's license when they vote. But it's considered totally acceptable by all these Democratic authoritarian party members in order for people to have to produce papers to eat dinner with their family in New York City? This is madness. Again, it's being emboldened by Joe Biden and the disastrous decision he has made to try to put forward an unconstitutional federal mandate on everyone in this country as it pertains to COVID. It's a big deal. It's a monstrously big deal. And the results are starting to be seen with these viral videos, because what Biden has done by labeling unvaccinated people as unworthy of respect and basic constitutional rights is he's emboldened all of these vaccinated social justice warrior wearing my mask, wearing my lapel pin with my vaccine, demanding vaccine papers. He's emboldened all of them. And the data doesn't reflect that unvaccinated people, when you start to look at it, are the primary vectors in Israel or in England. And that is likely what is happening in America now as well. Segueing to, in Vermont right now, you know that in Vermont, they're setting an all-time record of cases? That's despite the fact that 88% of all Vermont adults have received the COVID vaccine. What's going on in Vermont such that COVID cases are skyrocketing in the state and setting all-time highs? Did Ron DeSantis take over the state of Vermont? See, what you have to do is be willing to look at the data. Red states, bad. White Trump voters causing all the problems, except cases are skyrocketing in many states with the highest level of vaccinations. So what's actually taking place, I think we need a scientific examination of what's going on with the COVID vaccine. Why do we need boosters? Why is there an argument about why we need boosters? Why are cases skyrocketing in two of the most vaccinated countries in the world, England and also Israel? We're going to talk about that with Alex Berenson in hour three of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show tomorrow. But I encourage all of you to use your brains, look at data, and ask questions. What's actually transpiring such that despite these states that have massive vaccinated populations, the overall number of cases are skyrocketing? What's going on? We're going to talk about it tomorrow. The data doesn't lie. There are lots of hypotheses about what might be occurring. Among those hypotheses, Nicki Minaj asking questions. What's going on with the vaccine? Everybody's furious at Nicki Minaj in the blue checkmark brigade because while they claim that they care about freedom, what they really want is strict adherence to whatever the common belief is in the moment. You couldn't say that COVID actually was likely to have come from a Chinese lab. You couldn't say that the vaccine was, at minimum, likely to require a booster. You couldn't say that the overall number of people testing positive for COVID despite vaccination was going up. You couldn't say that the overall rate of hospitalization was going up despite the fact that the COVID vaccine was widely distributed. All of those are factually true. You couldn't say that Hunter Biden's laptop likely produced evidence that Hunter Biden had been engaging in criminal activity. You couldn't say any of that, even though the data reflects that it's all true. And now Nicki Minaj is stepping outside of the mainstream and saying, hey, let's have some questions about what's going on with the COVID vaccine. And you're not allowed. Dr. Fauci, so angry at her for even asking those questions. You saw how quickly the left-wing brigade, the blue checkmark members, turned on her. They don't want people to have honest conversations and debates, even though that is the foundation of the scientific method. We don't just agree with everything that we are told. We look at the data, we analyze it, and we debate it. That's what the scientific method is. Every single hypothesis, every single theory should be rigorously challenged. Talking about data and facts shouldn't get you banned from Twitter like happened with Alex Berenson. Data matters. Facts matter. Discussion of both matters. All of this is really vitally important. All right, I'm about to head down to Gainesville, Florida. I'm hopping a flight here in a little over a couple of hours from now. In 40 minutes, Todd Furman and I are going to be giving you our NFL and college football picks for the weekend. It should be a really fun conversation. I encourage all of you to watch. New Monday and Thursday version of an Outkick Gambling Show with my buddy Todd Furman. I think all of you are going to love it. Again, that is at 5 Eastern, 4 Central, 3 Mountain, 2 Pacific, about 40 minutes from now. I am Clay Travis. I hope to see many of you down in Gainesville, Florida. I appreciate all of you supporting Outkick. Go download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Make sure you don't miss a minute. This has been Outkick, the show.